DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the focus in the U.S. Capitol is on cyber attacks. Russia's suspected interference in the 2016 U.S. election is the subject of two U.S. Senate hearings being held Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
The Senate Armed Services Committee is hearing testimony from, among others, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. In his opening remarks, Committee Chairman Senator John McCain on Wednesday called the Russian interference an unprecedented attack on our democracy.
Every American should be alarmed by Russia's attacks on our nation. There is no national security interest more vital to the United States of America than the ability to hold free and fair elections without foreign interference. That's why Congress must set partisanship aside, follow the facts, and work together to devise comprehensive solutions to deter, defend against, and when necessary, respond to foreign cyber attacks.
The Central Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have both concluded that the Russian government was behind the 2016 hacking and intentionally divulged documents to disrupt the election. President-elect Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed doubt that Russia meddled in the vote. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish media are reporting a car bomb blast near a courthouse in the western city of Izmir, wounding at least 10 people. Two so-called terrorists were also killed in subsequent clashes with police, and one escaped, according to the state-run Anatolia News Agency. Izmir's governor has said authorities suspect Kurdish militants were behind the attack. A provincial governor told reporters in comments broadcast live that a clash erupted after a police officers wanted to stop a vehicle at a police checkpoint. This is VOA News. At least 9 people have been killed when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria, the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week, according to state media. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll in Jablev, a government stronghold, at 14. The ceasefire in Syria appeared fragile even before this attack as government forces escalated their offensive near the capital of Damascus, and a coalition of rebel groups said they would suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month. UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stephan de Mistura, said he hoped the new ceasefire agreement brokered by Russia and Turkey would succeed. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Thursday, de Mistura also said that any initiative such as this one needs to be supported.
The two guarantors are the Russian Federation and Turkey. Our stand is that any initiative such as this one needs to be supported, and we hope it will succeed and is definitely welcomed. We will continue contributing at the request of Turkey and the Russian Federation and the U.S. co-chair with some type of statistical information until they set up their own monitoring system.
The ceasefire, which came into effect on December 30th, has largely held except for the intense fighting in the Barata Valley outside Damascus and other incidences that we just informed you about. A large explosion also hit the Syrian government-held town of Jabla on Thursday, killing at least 10. Both the government and the rebels have accused the other side of violating the truce. The truce was meant to pave the way for peace negotiations planned for later this month in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan. But nearly a dozen rebel groups announced Monday they were suspending talks about the negotiations. Police in Israel are questioning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the second time over corruption allegations. Israeli media reported that police investigators arrived on Thursday evening at Netanyahu's official residence to grill him on suspicions that he improperly accepted gifts from wealthy supporters. Investigators had questioned Netanyahu on Monday for more than 3 hours. Israel's Justice Ministry has said that Netanyahu is being questioned on suspicion of receiving benefits from business people. Israel's Channel 2 TV has said Netanyahu accepted favors from businessmen in Israel and abroad, and that he is the central suspect in a second investigation that also involves family members. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.